Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Cynthia Smith. She is the Executive Director for Sisters of Nia. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you were available. And let's start with your elevator speech, Cynthia. You know, back when we could actually safely ride on elevators with strangers. What is the Sisters of Nia program all about?
Sisters of Nia is a three-year rites of passage program for middle school girls in grades 6 through 8. They'll start the program with us in 6th grade, and the goal is that they stay with us through 8th grade. And ultimately, our goal is to empower, encourage, and inspire our girls to live their life with a purpose. To get there, each grade level has its own specific curriculum that we focus on with them, and that basically is our ultimate goal, you know, to empower, encourage, and inspire our girls to live their life with a purpose. So we meet with our girls monthly. Currently, we're meeting online because of COVID, but we meet with our girls monthly for 2 hours on Zoom, and it's been quite an interesting journey this year, I must say, as I'm sure many people can relate.
No kidding.
Right, but ultimately, we have transformed the program to be a virtual program, and it's been an awesome conversion, I must say.
I remember when all the Zoom meetings started, it seemed like fun. Hey, it's like Hollywood Squares,
right,
or the Brady Bunch, you know? But yeah, now I'm telling you, we'd all really appreciate some in-person stuff, right?
I think we're all on Zoom burnout right now.
it's a combination of Zoom burnout and cabin fever, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. The program is based on an Afrocentric curriculum. All of our lessons are focused on making sure that the girls really have a firm understanding of their African history. And we start with the fact that Africa is a continent and not a country. But the girls in sixth grade will learn about the different countries. They'll learn about different languages spoken in Africa. They'll learn about African queens. And basically, they'll learn that Africa is not what they think it is based on what they've seen on TV or in movies. That's one thing that we really strive to focus on, making sure that the girls have a firm foundation in their African history. And then also a very strong focus on sisterhood. Beginning in the sixth grade, we have a very strong focus on sisterhood, learning what it means to be a sister of Nia, and just focusing on unity in the group. And it really develops into a very strong sisterhood over the 3 years of the program, kind of like a mini sorority that the girls will start in middle school, but we stay connected with our girls forever, literally forever. Our oldest group of girls just graduated from college. Our first group of girls that came through our program, many of them just graduated from college, and we are still in touch with them. Very unique program.
That's fantastic. You got some college graduates going already.
Right, right. Very exciting.
That's great news. So why was the program started in the first place, Cynthia?
Well, I was a teacher. By trade, I'm a teacher. I started teaching in 95. But when I became a teacher, I knew that I wanted to do more than just teach. I just didn't know exactly what that was.
Sure.
I went back to school later and pursued a degree, a master's degree in counseling. And in that master's program is where Sisters of Nia was born. I knew I wanted to do something with girls. And I stumbled across a 12-week curriculum by Dr. Belgrave that was actually called Sisters of Nia. And it's the foundation of our sixth grade program. And I looked at that curriculum and was like, this is it. This is what I want to do, except that I don't want it to just be a short program. I want it to be a longer program. And for myself, when I was in middle school, it was kind of the time when I started going through some changes. My father decided he didn't want to be a father anymore, and it caused a lot of emotional issues for myself.
Sure.
But unfortunately, I didn't have a program like Sisters of Nia to help me get through those challenges. Not until I was probably in my mid-20s did I feel like I was able to really address those things that I was dealing with. In that, Sisters of Nia is a program that can help girls not only learn about their cultural background, but also help them through any kind of challenges that they're dealing with in life. And so that's definitely one of our goals in some of our programming.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it's unfortunate that your dad decided to do that, but it got you to where you are today. I mean, you've lived the experience, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What type of curriculum do you guys use, and what kind of activities do you do with the girls?
Our curriculum is based on Afrocentric values. Our curriculum does have a strong focus on the girls learning about their African history. And a lot of our curriculum, when we were in person, was a lot of discussion-based, a lot of skits, the girls acting different scenarios out, a lot of creative arts, which included physical arts, performing arts. We try to kind of bring in a lot of different learning styles for the girls so that it's not just you sit here and listen to what we have to say. So we try to bring in a lot of different modes of learning so that it's interactive and fun for the girls, but they're learning at the same time. This curriculum, what we found is that it definitely has a strong link to ethnic and racial identity. The girls tend to have a more positive feelings about who they are as an African-American girl. And I also want to say that the program is open to any girl. The girls do not have to be African-American to be part of the program. We've had girls of multiple ethnicities come through the program. The girls definitely have more positive feelings about who they are as a girl in society. And they reported back to us that they have a stronger ability to cope with different things that are going on in their lives or different challenges. So those are some of the positive things that we've seen as a result of this curriculum that we use. The girls are divided into three separate groups. We meet with each group of girls individually. The sixth grade theme is Who Am I? I focus on learning about Africa as a continent and the basics of Africa and also what it means to be a sister of Nia.
Right.
Seventh grade theme is Am I Who I Say I Am? And that grade level has a focus on individuality, a focus on being able to solve problems in a productive way and being able to express themselves in a productive way. And then we do go a little bit deeper into African history with the film segment of Hidden Colors. And then eighth grade is Am I All That I Can Be? That grade level is really a focus on a culmination of the sixth and seventh grade curriculum where they are required to complete eight different tasks in order to graduate our program. And that's where the rites of passage, that's where they're really showing what they've learned in the program. Those tasks could include shadow someone who's in a career field that you may be interested in pursuing and report back on that. It could be to interview an elder in your family and ask them questions about what their life was like when they were your age. It might be to go and visit an African market or an African gallery museum and report back about what your experience was like. But they're required to complete eight different tasks and come back and present on those tasks. They have to do that in order to actually graduate the program and go through the rites of passage.
It is truly a sisterhood.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Where does the name Sisters of Nia come from?
So Nia means purpose in Swahili, and that's really where our living life with a purpose comes from. But the name Sisters of Nia actually comes from Dr. Belgrave's work from that curriculum book that I found through my research in my master's program.
How has Sisters of Nia impacted the young ladies and their families?
I would say it's definitely had a strong impact. Each year when the girls complete the program, we ask them to complete in a program evaluation where they can report back about how the program has impacted their lives. And we ask the parents to do the same. But we are really proud to say that 100% of the girls who've come through the program have shared that they feel that their self-esteem has improved. They feel they're more confident as a young lady. They feel that they've improved as an overall person and that the program made an overall impact, positive impact on their life. And all of them would recommend the program to other girls. So we feel like we've made quite a significant impact on the girls. And also the parents have reported that as a result of the program and some of the different activities we provide, they feel like their relationship with their daughters have strengthened. And the communication between them and their daughters have improved. So we definitely feel like the program is providing a significant impact to families.
That's outstanding. I mean, you're never too old to learn something new, right? And if you're going to learn something from your daughter, that's okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We've all been forced to do the COVID pivot. Cynthia, how has the pandemic changed the way Sisters of Nia operates these days?
Well, the biggest change was having to move the program online very quickly. And yes, I am a teacher by trade, but I'm not an online teacher by trade.
Right.
So to convert the activities to being virtual and to still make it engaging and fun for the girls to want to participate was definitely a challenge for us. So March through, you know, luckily, you know, that's the, with the last year program, it was April, May, and June. So we just had a few months that we had to, you know, to work with. But we have the summer to really revamp, and we are really excited about the different virtual activities we've brought, and we feel like the girls are enjoying it a whole lot more. But in addition to that, we've had to cancel all of our in-person fundraisers that we usually have. One of our big ones is our gospel brunch, which is a fundraiser to support our scholarship fundraiser. We also had to cancel or really downsize our Rites of Passage celebration, which is usually a very large event with over 100 people. And this year it was just maybe 20 people at the park. But all of our mother-daughter events that we typically have, our mother-daughter spa party, mother-daughter brunch, father-daughter bowling competition, all of those events that we normally have been canceled. And we anticipate keeping the program virtual through the end of this year, so through June. So significant change. It's been a huge change to convert to online. But we're hopeful for the future and hoping that by the you know, the new year of 2021, fall of 2021, we'll be able to start meeting in person again.
Better days ahead for sure. Yeah, it's a little bit of a challenge trying to move everything online because everyone needs to have an internet connection. Everyone's got to have the actual machine that you're going to be using for the Zoom call and stuff like that. So yeah, that's a bit of a challenge, right?
Absolutely. And again, you know, these girls, they're online on Zoom all day, every day for school. And
right.
then, you know, to ask them to be online again for 2 hours for Sisters of Nia, while they enjoy being in the program, it's still challenging because we don't want them to get, you know, burn out with Sisters of Nia online. We definitely have to, you know, make sure that it's engaging and fun for the girls, but still, you know, hitting those things that we want to hit at the same time.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Cynthia Smith. She's the executive director for Sisters of Nia, that website, sistersofnia.org. And I know you can use some cash, donations,
oh, yeah.
right? Yeah. Other than donations, what's the greatest need for Sisters of Nia these days? And do you have an Amazon wish list?
Honestly, our greatest need right now is in solidifying a location for us to meet for the fall of 2021. We did have a location that we were meeting at, but this year would be the end of that agreement anyway, and we would have to, regardless of COVID. So we would be looking for another location anyway. However, the location where we were at was a free location, which was being donated to us.
Sure.
So in moving forward, we need to find a location that's economically, you know, feasible for us to be able to afford, but also a central enough location so that the families are able to get there and not have to go too far out of the way. Because our girls, we do service girls in Sacramento County, so we have girls coming from all over Sacramento. So wherever we end up, we want to make sure that it's easy for families to get to. So that's our biggest need, is in solidifying a location. We don't have an Amazon wish list right now. However, we are on Smile Amazon, smile.amazon.com. So for all of those Amazon shoppers, you can go to smile.amazon and select Sisters of Nia as your nonprofit of choice to be the recipient of 5% donation from each of your purchases. Once we do get a location solidified, then we will have an Amazon wish list.
Outstanding. Before we turn the mics on, we talked a little bit about our friend Larissa Brisky in Girls Rock Sacramento. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing with that organization.
Yes, yes. It's a wonderful organization that I was connected with earlier this summer. And Girls Rock is phenomenal. Larissa and the organization actually donated six slots for our girls to participate in their girls' rock camp. So they donated six tuition. So we had three of our girls in sixth grade who were able to participate in the younger girls' camp, and three of our girls in seventh and eighth grade who participated in their older girls' camp. In addition to that, I became a board member over the summer. So I'm now a board member for Girls Rock, and it's been a wonderful experience because our programs are very closely related. Our missions are actually very similar. So it's been wonderful because I've been able to learn from them and apply some things that they're doing to Sisters of Mia, and I've been able to bring some ideas from Sisters of Mia over to Girls Rock. So I think it's going to be a wonderful partnership, and I'm just honored that they asked me to be a board member.
Yeah, Cynthia, you're just more proof that girls rock Sacramento.
Absolutely. That's right. You are right.
What's the greatest challenge right now for Sisters of Nia?
I would say our greatest challenge, one is solidifying a location for the fall. That's definitely a priority.
Right.
But our second greatest challenge is in finding other people to come and work with the program as a volunteer, but to be committed as a volunteer. And so all of our facilitators, everyone who works with the program currently is a volunteer. No one is being paid a stipend or anything right now. However, that will be changing. I'm very pleased to announce that will be changing, and we will be able to provide stipends for our people who come to work with us. So that's really a great challenge, is in finding someone who's dedicated to the program, committed to the program, committed to being there with the girls each month at those meetings. But it's more than just about those meetings. It's committed to the in-between time and to doing the work that needs to be done behind the scenes with Sisters of Mia as well. So that's a great challenge.
Do you have any sponsors that you'd like to mention?
Oh, yes. I would have to say Starbucks is a big sponsor. We were the recipient of a Starbucks grant earlier, I believe that was in October or November, that just kind of came out of nowhere. We received that donation, and I didn't even know it was coming. So apparently someone who worked at Starbucks recommended Sisters of Mia to be a recipient, and then Starbucks employees voted on different organizations, and we were one of those that was selected. I think they received over 4,000 nominations, and they selected 400 organizations within the U.S., and we were one. I'd also like to mention Girls Rock, definitely Girls Rock, because they supported our girls and allowing them to participate in that Girls Rock camp, and our girls loved it. They loved it. And I'd also like to mention Comcast Rise. We were recently selected for the Comcast Rise program, and I believe there are 400 program or organizations or businesses, Black-run organizations or Black-run businesses that were selected across the country, and Sisters of Mia was one. And originally, we were selected for tech support. We were supposed to be receiving computer equipment, cybersecurity, and voice service for a year at no cost. However, because we don't have a facility, they converted that award to a monetary award, and we'll actually be receiving a $9,000 check sometime in the spring. So that's super exciting. So all of the funds that we're receiving will help us in solidifying a site and will help us in solidifying funds to be able to pay people to be part of the program, which will ultimately help us grow the program.
That's outstanding, and I noticed as soon as you said Starbucks, all of a sudden I could smell coffee. So it's just, it's amazing the way that works, right?
Yes, right.
Well, I know you got a few of them. Why don't you go ahead and share a success story or two with us, Cynthia?
Yes, yes. So I think one of our greatest successes is that 100% of the girls who have come through the program who've also graduated high school have gone on to college. So that is huge to us. Our girls are represented at over 9 HBCUs, probably 10 of the 8 or 10 of the UCs, and probably 8 or 10 of the CSUs, and then at other colleges across the country. So that is huge. We're really excited and proud of that statistic. But another success is that we have a number of girls who have they've started their own businesses. So I think we have about 8 or 9 girls who have their own They started their own business from creating hair products, like hair oils or bath products. One of them has started her own makeup products. So we are really excited about that because entrepreneurship is one of the things that we also promote when the girls are in the program. Another success that we're really excited about is in awarding scholarships. We have, for the past 4 years, we've awarded a $1,000 scholarship each year, so two $500 scholarships. But this year, we actually tripled that, and we awarded $2,500 in scholarships. And that was because of the big day of giving, we were able to do that. So this year, we gave two scholarships for $750, two for $250, and one for $500. So we were really excited about that as well. And then just overall, I think a success for us is just the fact that our girls want to stay in touch with us. They reach out to us. They want to come back and volunteer in the program. They want to come back and work with the girls that are currently in the program. So I see that as a huge success that not only did they enjoy being part of the program, but they wanted to come back and give to the program as well. And then one more thing. For the first time, we have a NEA alumni girl who is on the board. So she's actually a college student at Sac State, majored in computer engineering, and she is our first alumni to be a board member. Those are some of our successes.
Wow, that's tremendous. You're doing some great things, molding the future of our young ladies. And I know it's tough to see the road ahead through our COVID goggles, but where do you see the Sisters of NEA going in the future?
Well, our immediate future for next spring, one of the things that we are really pushing to do is to get our curriculum published, to finally get that curriculum published. And we were planning to do that this year, but then things kind of changed. So now it's kind of a blessing in disguise because not only will the curriculum be published in a format for meeting in person, but now because of the COVID situation, we're also updating the curriculum to include virtual meeting style. So the plan is to get that published for the summer of 2021, and then to start focusing on being able to offer affiliations, which is our ultimate goal, so that we can have affiliated programs of Sisters of NEA throughout the country and nationwide and hopefully globally at some point. So our goal is that Sisters of NEA becomes the Girl Scouts for girls of color.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Cynthia Smith is the Executive Director for Sisters of NEA. The website, sistersofnea.org. You and your team are doing some amazing work, Cynthia, and we are proud to be part of the team. Thank you so much your time, Cynthia.
Thank you. Thank you again so much for having me, and I wish you many blessings for New Year's as well.
This is The Public File. If you'd like us to help get the word out about your nonprofit, send an email to sacpsa@entercom.com, sacpsa@entercom.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Hope you have a great Sunday and a happy new year, and thank you so much for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.